Experimentgemeinschaft.
Dein Podcast aus dem ZEC.
Hello, this is a new episode and today we are doing it in English. My name is Ina and I welcome Ahmed.
Hi, I'm Ahmed.
And Babi.
Hi.
Babi is from Italy and Ahmed is from...
I'm originally from Algeria, but I'm living in Spain.
So we are all a little excited. Also me too. Because I'm doing this not so often in English. So, but you are here with the Erasmus program, which has a new name now.
Service of life, yes.
Yeah. I would love that you just tell me, who are you and why are you here? Bobby, want to start or Ahmed?
I'm Ahmed. I'm an engineer, mechanical engineer, and I'm originally from Algeria, and now I'm living in Spain for the last 4 years. I really didn't like my life as an employee in the engineering and in the world of the industry. So I take the decision to move to live in Spain with my brother, and I start a new life in Spain. And now I'm running an NGO about personal development and well-being, promoting to healthy lifestyle and good habits. I find this opportunity of taking part in the training course here, the Erasmus Plus project in service to life. It's my first time to experience being in eco-village. And I was really excited to discover this world. I'm so happy being here.
Thank you very much. So we turn over to Babe and then we switch.
Well, I'm Babe. I live in Mestre, that near the city of Venice. And I'm here, well, I have a lot of friends who came here in the last few years. And they told me about that, how paradise is this place. And also because, I know the topic about Eco Village, but I didn't know how they work and I really wanted to know what kind of community there is here and also in general in Eco Village. I'm part of the movement of Extinction Rebellion, so that's why I know this kind of topic, but also I'm part of a social center named Laboratorio Climatico Pandora, and I also opened a group of murga in Mestre that is a kind of playing instrument and we dance in protest.
To make it more visible or to cheer up the people? Or
yes, exactly. It's to support the protest, because sometimes you maybe feel a bit tired and during protest, and also the emotion you feel are not that great. Mm-hmm. Maybe you feel hunger, and we wanted to bring some colors and joy also in protest. That's why we play and dance. It's a really nice type of community, because we try to don't have a hierarchy over there. So we decide everything together, what we do, which type of protest we want to do. And also, like, we can do whatever, like, for I think the last Pride Parade, yes, we decided to do some theatrical scene over there, and we spoke about the rights of trans people, and it was really nice. And but murga can be everything, like the shows for the people. And if you give them something political, but at the same time, like with satire, maybe it's more easy to arrive to the people and to get in touch with them. And maybe not that day, but in the future, they will think about that and will say, maybe what I think it's not good, and maybe it can change their perception of life, of the world, and and I think that I wanted to bring this topic here also because in our world there is a bit of a polarization in general in politics, and police is always more, how to say it?
Brutal or yeah, necessary?
It's brutal, necessary, and so for this reason I was thinking about what can I do to bring joy, but at the same time to bring something on the table that could change our world. We are really looking forward to bring something more about the city, our city, because for example one topic is that the rent are rising a lot, and that there are a lot of people that are without a house, and this would be a real good topic to talk about also with this type of thing, and maybe do something theatrical or something like that. We don't know yet, anyway.
In Venezia.
In Venice, yes.
Venice, okay. Yeah. So, Ahmed, what I understand is you are with your brother in this company and you work with people. It sounded more quiet than Babi is talking about her protest. So you were saying that you make the people maybe more heart-opened, or how can you describe your work?
In the beginning, I'm in the process of creating this NGO. I didn't start working yet, but the idea is about to have a healthy lifestyle for young people or old people, or teaching the children to have this vision from young age, and everything, sports, food, healthy food, having a community, I can say, with the same vision, and I'm really inspired here in Czech, in the eco village here. I have now a lot of ideas to share it with the persons that I will work with them, and it's so nice.
What are you experiencing here? I mean, there are different layers, kind of. It's a group. You are a big group with.
Yes.
You meet a lot of people who are on the same path, maybe. Then you learn about living in Czech, working in Czech. You meet some people here.
Yes.
So
yes.
What did you experience? Yeah.
We are here not only for the training course to get some knowledge and to disseminate this knowledge, but it's another thing. We, during these days here, during the training, we took part with this community. We are part now. I feel that I'm part, and I really feel it open. Listening, and everyone with a smile, everyone share his feeling with kind of safety and trust here, and we learn from each other's here. Everyone have different skills and different stories. This sharing things, experiences, skills. Was really nice, and the work with the community, we had a few days taking part in collaborating with the work here. I feel my childhood here with nature and working. I had a lot of experiences living like a farmer. My aunt in Algeria has a farm, and almost my childhood there in the farm. And imagine you find yourself really connected to nature, with beautiful people. Something, wow, something really, this experience was really nice and really touched me.
Yeah, I can see. Did you do some forum in the group?
Yes. We had three or four forum, and something special. To be honest, I didn't grow with sharing my feelings. Here, you express your feeling and you share what you feel, and you find everyone caring you and touched by your feeling. It was so nice. It was really so nice. I didn't participate a lot in the forum, but it was really something new for me. I learned many things and discovered many things. Mm-hmm. It was so nice.
Did you have experience in forum,
Baba? I did forum here, and you were so deep. But before that, I haven't got that experience before coming here to Czech. So maybe I will bring that in my group of community.
Hmm. And what was your experiencing doing work here or with community?
Well, I clean a lot.
Clean a lot?
Yes. I went also to the kitchen to see what we eat every day. Yeah, it was nice to see how people really want to be here and really enjoy working for the community. Because I feel sometimes outside of in the city, maybe you go around and you also see, for example, rubbish in the street, and no one is picking it because there is someone that will do the job.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I feel so much accountability. Like if I do something, I will do something to resolve this problem. Or if someone else have this problem, there is a community who will help them. Outside, I don't have this feeling.
Hmm.
So maybe I have this feeling in my group, but it's not a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a network, but because I am in three different group of people of community, and it's difficult also to keep in touch with all of them. But at the same time, if I was not in those groups, I wouldn't have a community. I would have only my family, so three people. And I feel that in this world we need more community in our life, more, it's not a blood family,
mm-hmm.
not a blood family, but a social family.
Yeah. So would you say that your political friends, that they are like your community? And
yeah.
Would you love to have a more community which is close to, where you can live maybe?
Yeah, I really would like to. But I would love to do it with my ame. It's an Italian word. My beloved ones.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would really love to have a community with my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was here the other day working, and it was like I miss them. I would really like to have them here and work with me and live this experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I use my phone to call them.
And is there any chance? How is it in Italy to build communities?
There are some communities, but I haven't been there. So probably in the future I will go to see how they work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a city right now.
Mm.
It's not so natural over there.
And it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive also.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have a job over there, so that's why I need to stay there, because I work, you know, in schools.
Ahmed, what are you taking home from here?
Many things.
A lot.
Memories, feelings, knowledge, the love.
friendship.
Friendship. Oh, so nice. And many ideas, and because I'm really inspired. You can say everything here, the way of living. I like to reduce the waste and recycle, but almost they don't leave it. They want to live like that, but here in Czech was a real way to live healthy, far of modernity. Yesterday I was talking with Daniel, my friend, my roommate, and I told him we have two days more and we will come back home. Oh my God, you will start the morning in cars and the noise. Oh, it's so hard. I felt yesterday a difficult feeling. I never feel it in my life. It was you will come back home and wow, it's too hard. Mm-hmm. I feel that my place is here, near to nature, with nice people, with the same vision. I'm feeling now it's too hard when I come back home. Mm-hmm. That's a nice experience. My mind now is more open and many things are more clear. And I appreciate everyone here in Czech, in tech, is caring about anything here, from the kitchen to any part of tech here.
So, but you have this NGO and you could put all your learnings and your heart blood into that.
Many things. I hope I have more support in Spain as an immigrant and running an NGO. Maybe it's a little bit, the start will be difficult, but I'm always with hope and positive thinking. It will be challenging for sure, but I trust myself to go for it until the end. Mm. And I hope I have some dreams and some big dreams, and I will try to relate everything together. Every moment here in Europe, I add some new ideas to reach these goals and live these dreams. Mm. And the lifestyle here in tech is the lifestyle that I wanted, not only for me, but for my friends, my family, my community, and everyone who want to live a healthy life, happy and enjoying this life.
So as I understand, you left your home country because it's not possible there for you to do this work?
It's not the same. For example, in Algeria, I never heard about an eco-village. Mm. I never. So something new for me. Mm. Eco-village, what's eco-village? Community, what's going there? Ow. So was a really, really nice thing is existing in this life, having these communities and this way of life. I appreciate it a lot.
So maybe you make up this vision. You will install the NGO in Spain, and some days you go back home and you install eco-villages there.
Now I'm living my dreams. I don't see only dreams when I go to my bed to sleep, but in the real life, I'm living my dreams. And this one of my dreams to make things like that, having a community, living this way of life, and I can say I'm sure, but I trust myself that I will live this dream as I live many dreams. Mm-hmm. So one day I will live it for sure.
Okay. You will reach.
For sure. And reach. Not only in Spain, where I'm living now, maybe in Algeria too. Maybe, we don't know. Because there is some, I can say it's easier in Algeria to have land. Mm-hmm. Not in Europe, it's a little bit difficult. So, for example, in Algeria, my aunts have many lands and a beautiful place. Maybe one day, we don't know, maybe we discuss with my aunt about making things like that, having a community and having this lifestyle.
Babi is saying good luck.
Yes, thank you. So fingers crossed.
Thank you.
One more question. What do you think is needed for people to live together, or like political groups, or where you are now building up the NGO? What is needed most when people are communicating with each other? Is there something you would say, this skill they need? Or?
I mean, it's good to have common values for a community to work together, to have a unique goal to reach. Mm-hmm. So if there are more people that want to build a community and have the same values and they are working together to make it happen, I think it is possible, even if there are some complications in the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Having the same vision is a powerful thing to have in a community, and because it is not easy to make decisions in with different way of thinking in a community, and to go far with the community is not easy. So it's something challenging.
Mm. Yeah, of course we need the communication and a facilitator.
A facilitator, yes.
At least.
And having this this spirit of collaborating and being together, sharing decisions and...
Yeah, without a hierarchy. Like with the decision, we took them all together. Not that it will be just one person, a king or a queen, that decide for everyone. Mm-hmm.
I am curious what this program you are in now, the Erasmus Plus, what happens during one day, or what are you doing here?
Well, the we can also say the main topic is modernity. We started describing modernity, what is it for us, for our view of modernity, and what, and the goal, our goal of the week, tomorrow, will be to made up a future, what will, there will be after modernity, what will be the society after modernity, because now it's collapsing, and so we were trying to imagine it.
I have been before in different Erasmus Plus project, and this project was really, really different. We do activities, and we do learning by doing. We reflect a lot with each other. We had the forum and some activities and outdoor outside, and we had some activities out the program for the night. We watch games as the World Cup and movies. Sometimes we share stories, massage sessions.
That was nice. That were really nice.
Yeah, great.
It's something new for me, especially for me. Was really a nice experience during the program for this training.
Okay. I think so we are bonding with each other a lot.
Nice.
Because we share so many feelings, so many emotions during the sessions, and after the and we know each other deeply.
Mm-hmm. In few days we build a strong trust and a strong relation. We share everything, feelings, sweets,
darkness,
everything was so nice.
Thank you.
We had many games here, we played volleyball.
Do you have, you both have each one vision, what is the world looking like, the people are after modernity?
I have strong beliefs about how it will end this modernity that we are living in it. And I think almost the people in this planet will live this lifestyle here in tech. For sure, it will be a real. I think we are living here in the future. In Zach, we are really living in the future. As I believe and what I think about the future, and the future of modernity.
Thank you, and you, Bobby.
I really don't know. Maybe I'm a bit pessimistic because I feel like after modernity there will be a collapse. My hope that is it will not happen and everyone will live like in Zag in a community and we, or maybe in something mixed. Like modernity, but we try to give more trees to the also in the cities, and so that people will understand that nature is important and it's not a part of our animal part that we have forgotten for so many hundred years, and but yeah, I'm not sure. It's my hope. That we will skip the collapsing part.
Because we do something good before.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I hope people outside of here, because I feel like when I'm outside Zag, I'm feeling in the water. And so there is Zag that is like an island where I can breathe. I can like take my time. And then when I come back to the sea, to the world outside, is still the same. But I hope that some of my knowledge can create other lands, other island where to go and breathe.
Mm-hmm. So thank you very much, you both. I wish you a lot of more fun here in Czech.
Thank you.
Nice experiences.
We have more day.
One day more. And then I wish for you the best at home so that you can develop your NGO and you will have a lot of people to dance or
yes.
Do protests. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.